You know, it was a major turning point in the life of the Hutchcraft family when our firstborn went to college. And it was a major turning point for my checkbook, too. There was a lot of talk before our daughter left for college and even during orientation week about choosing a major. Of course, that's pretty heavy stuff for freshmen. They're lucky just to find their classes, let alone find their major. But they tell you during that orientation week to pick a major that will be useful later on. Now, students might tend to follow their interests or their glands and major in football or major in social life. Some do. Or major in practical jokes. Of course, I would never do that. But the parents, well, I heard a lot during orientation week saying, now, what are you going to do with that major? What are you going to do in your future? That's mom and dad speaking. Think about your future. Hey, this is costing a lot. Major in something that will be valuable in your future, not just something that looks good today. You know what? That's actually pretty good advice for all of us at Kingdom University. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about picking a major. Now, our word for today from the Word of God comes from Matthew chapter 24. And here is Jesus describing a time when a lot of folks' majors won't be marketable anymore. It's called the last days in Scripture. And he says in verse 7, it's a time when nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. And then he goes on to say, then there will be a great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. Immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Man, that is a lot of upheaval. And it's happening at a time when the world will look much as it seems to look today. Many Bible scholars believe that increasingly the stage is set for this to be maybe the generation that precedes the coming of Christ. And at that time, those who have majored their lives on business or houses or personal empires or money or anything earthly are going to find it totally useless, totally unmarketable, easily destroyed. Like a naive college student, many folks today are majoring on values that look good from here, but will not support them in their spiritual future. And then comes Jesus' counsel as to a major that is worth investing in. Verse 35 of Matthew 24, heaven and earth will pass away. Okay, so those things are not majors, they're minors. But my words will never pass away. He's saying his words are the only major that will ever withstand every recession, every depression, every crisis, every illness, every emergency, any bomb a man can build. Could it be that the minors of life have left you little time for the major? You got to set aside some time to dig into God's word. Maybe that's slipped into becoming a low priority in your schedule. Make it high priority for your family if you want them to be ready for the future. We learn volumes of data from what we learn on internet websites to remembering batting averages, but we don't learn the Bible. Whether you're a PhD or you never made it through high school, major in the Bible. It shows up the lies. It shows you what God wants today. It shows you the big picture. Minor in what you will, but major in what will be there when nothing else is. The never lying, never dying Word of Almighty God.